I stood up and could clearly observe the Canadian's adversary. This dugong, which also boasts the name halicor, closely resembled a manatee. Its oblong body ended in a very long caudal fin, and its lateral fins in actual fingers. It differs from the manatee in that its upper jaw is armed with two long, pointed teeth that form diverging tusks on either side. This dugong that Ned Land was preparing to attack was of colossal dimensions, easily exceeding 7 meters in length. It didn't stir and seemed to be sleeping on the surface of the waves, a circumstance that should have made it easier to capture. The skiff approached cautiously to within 3 fathoms of the animal. The oars hung suspended above their rowlocks. I was crouching, his body leaning slightly back. Ned Land brandished his harpoon with expert hands. Suddenly a hissing sound was audible, and the dugong disappeared. Although the harpoon had been forcefully hurled, it apparently had hit only water. "Damnation!" exclaimed the furious Canadian. "I missed it!" "No," I said, "the animal's wounded. There's its blood. But your weapon didn't stick in its body." "My harpoon! Get my harpoon!" Ned Land exclaimed. The sailors went back to their sculling, and the coxswain steered the longboat towards the floating barrel. We fished up the harpoon, and the skiff started off in pursuit of the animal. The latter returned from time to time to breathe at the surface of the sea. Its wound hadn't weakened it, because it went with tremendous speed. Driven by energetic arms, the longboat flew on its trail. Several times we got within a few fathoms of it, and the Canadian hovered in readiness to strike. But then the dugong would steal away with a sudden dive, and it proved impossible to overtake the beast.